so will the Vietnamese and Indochinese community, and Pat Buchanan fell off the chair. That's what the National Vietnam Veterans Coalition is doing. That's what it can do. These are the people that give us our firepower in Washington. We may be the media for veterans, but we'd be little media at all if it were not for men and women like these. And all of you out here today who have a cable company in your communities, please see Chuck or Dino and give them your name and address, because we can put Bravo Veterans Forum on your cable. We have already over 306 shows in the can. We deal with the issues. We deal with Agent Orange. We deal with PTSD. I'm the guy that introduced post-Vietnam syndrome to the American public in 1973 on American television in the old days when we had a chance to go. We will be on your network. If you do not now receive the Veterans Outlook, give Charlie or Dino your name and address, and you will be on that mailing list. If you have a group with you, let them know, and they'll put you on the bundle list. The paper is supplied free to you. You want to keep up to date on what's happening in the veterans community? This is how to do it. You want to feel the pulse of the veterans community? This is how to do it. You want to be a part of the veterans community? You got people out there? Bring them in. Bring them in. It's numbers, guys. It's numbers that count. And remember one thing. The only way we're going to get it together is if we get it together, together. And let us stand united to make every day God Bless America Day. And let us do what we can to make every city in this country fly their flag at half-mast, until every one of our brothers and sisters left behind in Southeast Asia are accounted for. Every single one of them. I just glanced over here on the side, and I'd like to make a special reflection. We get around covering the veterans community, and just last year, we covered the first CAB reunion in Fort Worth, Texas. As a gentleman sitting over here that doesn't like to get any praise, but I adore him. He's a brother, first cabber, 12th to the first. John Devitt. John had the traveling wall at Fort Hood, Texas. And that night at the banquet, this guy in his t-shirt and his cap and his long hair was the honored guest of the 1st Cavalry Division Association. And this guy with his t-shirt, his cap, and his long hair was so honored by General Conrad and all of the other generals and all of the other command sergeant majors in attendance. So you see, guys, wrong hair don't mean shit. It's what's in the heart. Here's a man who has done more to bring attention to those unforgotten warriors left behind that many of us put together here in this room. And God love you, John. I love your long hair and all, brother man. I can't just stop there. So much has been said that I would have liked to cover. Thank you, John Devin, for doing half of my act. Mike, you did the other half. Mike Billy and I go back to the dedication of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial when both of us were walking around the Sheraton, Washington, downtown Washington, and around the wall and every place else, looking at faces, knowing we had something to do. And we did it. And I want to tell you, out of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, came one of the finest veteran service organizations for Vietnam veterans today, and that's Mike Milne from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Let's give another one for Mike. I know that Len Genovese, the Vietnam veteran tunesmith, is still mad at me because I haven't been publishing his album in the paper, the Len Genovese, another guy that's been around for a million years. God bless him. Praise the Lord. And you met Bobby Latshaw. Bobby Latshaw is Bravo Mount North Carolina also. And you've also met Rich over here, who is also Bravo Hawaii. See, what Bravo is doing is giving the veterans voice to their own state, their own community. If you want to get a state organization started as a media organization, that's the one to join. Let us know. We'll get it together, together. I have so much more to say, but I think I'm going to let it run out and tell Colonel Earl Hopper. Saw this truck making a turn, and as the truck made the turns, one of huge high trucks, you all know what they used to look like. Well, now they're all Isuzus now, they're bigger trucks. And on the back he had coconuts in plastic bags. So thank you Lord, this is the guy I gotta follow, because I know he's going to market. He ain't gonna be selling these coconuts here. This is where he picks them up. So here I go, following him into dust, choking in this truck, and finally I started to see people. And I wound up about 35 clicks south of Ban Benega, which is the border of Thailand and Cambodia. That night, that was the morning of April 17th, 1984, 120 Cambodians fleeing Vietnamese communist aggression were coming across the border, and I wound up in the middle of them. All alone. Just before I got in, about an hour and a half after artillery lifted, I thought it was lightning and thunder in the sky, you know, because it was in the daytime. You don't see those kind of flashes, just the noise. I wound up there, and it was sad what was happening. And I knew that the United States Congress really did us a dirty turn. I knew that the bureaucracy and the other politicians really did us a dirty turn, because all I could see were those little kids that we all loved so very much. Those little kids that we used to build orphanages for, women, were fleeing the Vietnam guns. Guns that were supplied by people that we disliked very much. In Laos, in the refugee camps, our brothers there are starving. We work with a number of Lao resistance groups, as Earl can tell you. They have torn clothing. They live on a bowl of sticky rice and a piece of meat and fish, a piece of fish a day. The United States government gives $1 million a day to the Thai government to feed these people. Most of the money, most of the food and supplies goes down to the Cambodian border to help support the Thai efforts on the border to help to feed some of the Cambodians on that border. Not much goes up to the Lao camps. They need our help. And I can promise you this, my brothers, that in the next issue and all other issues of the Veterans Outlook, because we can ask for money there, we will be forming a fund in Bravo to support the Lao resistance and the Vietnamese resistance and the Cambodian resistance. And there will be no... there will be no administrative funds drawn from that fund. Every dime that comes in through our efforts will go to help support our brothers until we can get there and fight side by side with them again. Right. As we stood with you in the field, we stand with you today. For those who have fought for it, life holds a meaning that they who have known only peace will never know. It's up to us in this room to carry that message, because we know what price we paid for peace. Thank you, and God love you. I've got a place.
Two more I'd like to point. Sandy Wood Davis, would you serve on that committee with us?
I think I would probably have to be fine.
Okay, yes,
I believe in it 100%, but because of the position I tried to.
I got you. No problem. Yeah. Well, one more point. Bob Latchell, would you serve on that board with me? Okay. Jim Jolly. Not here, but we're quite confident you'll serve one. Now, okay, we'd like to have the Indo-Chinese community select one person. I believe the Secretary General, how would you feel about serving on that?
And would it be good on that?
Thank you.
I don't know, he said, but there's no POWs up
organization like the Pledge of 300.
Wonderful. Hey, that's great.
Right.
Bravo 100, great.
I hope you will put in $100.
Wonderful. Hey. That's first rate. 200 to veterans of the Vietnam War. Fantastic.
$100 to the Texas Brotherhood.
All right.
Great.
Vice President, somebody should say.
This is North Carolina.
Well, sorry?
$100 from Vietnam vets.
All right.
All right.
$500.
That's just fantastic. If you're done, just a few minutes, we all have to pay. Yes.
$100.
Wonderful. Wow, that's incredible, guys. I mean, the one thing we're most hurt on is money. And that's tough. That is really tough.
One other thing I'd like to let you know, that the funds are totally tax deductible, not that we have to.
You will?
Because Bravo is a 501c3 charitable and educational organization, so your funds are tax deductible.
Make them out for Bravo.
Okay.
What you, gentlemen, I'm sure you know, is the commitment to your own Secretary General and group here is about $1,500 here in 2 minutes. And you know, we need thousands. You know, that's what we've got. We give up our heart. And thank you for responding to let them know that we really are behind you. But we're not just talkers. Thank you, guys. Really. We got a couple more people thinking what we want. I'm going to ask them to keep it very brief because it's getting, everybody's getting a little tired now. We need to go. But there are a few important people that need to should be recognized. We need a couple things to say. First, I'd like to recognize John Holland. But you have some information to pass on. And John, as you know, is president of the American Foundation of Accountability, POWs. And is also co-chairman of the POW Committee for the Coalition. The other co-chairman is Bob Pressman of the National
I happen to be up at the Congress on the 12th of March when the House Committee held their last POW hearing. And they were trying to decide whether to put House Resolution 129 to a floor vote or not. But they listened to a lot of people up there, and finally, the representatives from Managua and Manila, Solar, had the audacity to stand up and say, we will not put this on the floor for a full commission because we are doing enough. That rather perturbed me. So I got to thinking that if they would not put a Congressional Commission on the floor, so that they had 133 co-signers for it, and they wouldn't have got on the floor for a full vote, so they get a House resolution, I let five guys just go over their heads and try for a presidential commission. And I got to thinking about all these petitions that have been signed over the past 16 years to Hanoi. I've had a lot of people sign them, but I've never signed one myself because I won't ask those bastards for nothing. I'll take it, but I won't ask them. But then I got to thinking, instead of having people sign a petition to Hanoi, why in the hell not just let them sign a letter to the president and mail it to him, asking for a full presidential commission to investigate the prisoner of war issue? So I went down and wrote one. Not the best the West, Karen says she improved it. And I don't give a damn if you get a change it or not, as long as you mail the letter. I've got quite a number of them here. I've been passed out. If you don't have any, ask Karen. She's back up some more. What I'd like for you to do is take this letter back and pass it around. I pass these out on the wall. I've passed out around 30,000 of them so far at the wall. And they get damn good reception. Joe Blow from Kokomo says, hey, that's a good idea. Give me a dozen of them. And they're going out. They're actually sending these damn things in. They're doing some good. Karen says she got 600 in at one time. Up in Pottsville, she got 5,000 in at one time. That's going to make a difference. I'd like for each of you to take this back and make copies of it. If you don't like the wording of it, change it. As long as it comes out presidential commission. We want a presidential commission, and the only way we're going to get it is to harass the hell out of them. And later on, after another month or two, if we get enough of them going in, get somebody on the news briefing to have up there and that. I understand there's been a groundswell for people wanting a presidential commission for the president, for a few others. And that will get a million more. We better let them know that we really give a damn. The people of the United States are interested in this. They will go out of their way to do it. And that's all I'm asking you on that. One more little thing. I had a thought here today. Vietnam veterans have been in the back of the bus for a long time. But you know something? Vietnam veterans, we are America. We are America.
Yes, stop.
One more thing. When you send a president, a copy to the president, why don't you also send one to Vice President Bush and ask him to get off his dead ass?
All right.
At this time, I'd like Patty Skelly to come forward, chairman of the board of Tasco Omega, because she has a brief word for us. Thank you, Patty. We always praise that Patty comes. And
what started out as one comment has now turned into three, but they will be brief. First of all, most of you know that Task Force Omega is not a formal member of the coalition. The reason why we are not is because of our articles and bylaws we are prohibited from. We have always supported Tom and the coalition. He knows that, so do the other members. It has been affirmed to them many times in the past. It is time that it be reaffirmed. We aren't going to walk ahead of you. We're not going to walk behind you. But by God, we're with you. You're right along next time. The second thing, the petition that was passed around earlier to support Smith and McIntyre is vital. Take it back, distribute it, copy it, use it every way you can. They've got their fannies hung out in the wind. They need their sixes covered. That petition is to cover their sixes. That is brand new. It is now like 4 days old, that petition itself. One of the things that they are using it for is to visibly show support, hard copy support. The second thing, you'll note on there is a space to put your congressman's name. Do it. Because one of the things that's planned for the future is that when there is a problem with a congressman or they need to pinpoint a specific individual and they need grassroots support to get that man from his district, it'll all go in their computer, you will be popped out, you will be earmarked to nail your man for whatever it is. They are vital. Please get them out. The third thing, 3 o'clock at Daly Plaza, there is a POW rally program. I don't know what it all entails, but we knew that some of you hadn't gotten the word on it. If you can make it to Daly Plaza at 3 o'clock, please do so.
Where is Daly?
Good question. Pull out your boss together.
It's in Chicago.
Brian?
Somebody had indicated that it's close to Dearborn,
yeah,
and Madison.
Okay, corner of Dearborn and Madison, or right in the neighborhood, we'll find it.
Again, Tom,
we love you and we're with you. Thank you.
On this fund for the contributions, we're going to call this fund Allied Support for Asian Patriots, ASAP.
ASAP.
All right. So, the check should be mailed out to Bravo-ASAP. And that will be tax deductible. Yes, ma'am.
And
Either to myself or Tony Diamond, either one. We will put it in an escrow account. This is the deal. We're going to put it in an escrow account, and after we accumulate some funds, we'll communicate with the board. We won't make them travel in. We'll do it by telephone, some telephone conferences, and make an agreement of how the fund should be dispersed. And you will use it on any conference to get unanimous agreement.
Could you repeat ASAP again? Allied support for Asian.
Allied support for Asian patriots. Allied support for Asian patriots. At this time, I would like to call on Congressional Medal of Honor and Sandy Davis, who is with us today. Sandy, would you come forward and say if you were the one?
Tell everybody what I would like the men to do.